Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Good, man. It's a little throwback Monday today.
That's right. Today we're talking about the 601 Black Connecticut Toro. Cigar is 6 inch by 52. Comes out of the Lizona factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Ecuadorian Connecticut, binder and filler are both from Nicaragua, blended by Hector Alfonso. No price point as of yet. I think it's gonna probably be around $10 when it gets released. This was kind of a cigar that was released in the Lizona Palooza packs, released in November 2020. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with the cigar?
I actually had a hard time scoring the cigar. I know I talked to you guys yesterday about it. I think what it is because I had such a fight with the burn. So I had a bunch of, burn issues. Just in general, smoke production was really low. And it's one of those, how do I say? I'm one of those cigar guys that will purge before I draw in. Right. So it's just out of habit. I kind of feel like it kind of clears out the stale smoke so that I could get more flavor out of it. Right. So, I feel like with this cigar, I had to do that a lot because it just felt like it was just a terrible burn, really, terrible smoke production. And I felt like if I didn't do that, like often, it was just going to go out. And it went out a couple of times anyways. So, I thought that when the cigar burned well, I kind of feel like it's what, the blender had intended to have a cigar that is a little, spicier, but also creamier and kind of amplified in both kind of ways, and to have a little bit stronger than your typical Connecticut Shade type cigar. But when it didn't burn well, it was just like earth and spice. But yeah, I was overall a bit disappointed because had hopes on this one, just like the war zone.
All right, Seth, what were your thoughts?
Listen, I don't know what I was smoking because this thing was fantastic. It had great flavors from beginning to end, complex balance, really awesome Connecticut with some little oomph to it. Had a little kick to it, back to the old school days. Creamy cedar, black pepper, earth, really nice.
John, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, so my recollection of the cigar was way off. Must have had my brain frozen when I was smoking it because I thought I didn't have a good experience. And then I sat down with my notes. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I actually had a good experience. What I must be smoking the green leaf with Seth. Yeah, it Seth kind of nailed it. It started out with it kind of. It tease you a little bit because it comes out with like bread, cedar, and baking spices and chocolate, and you're like, oh, okay, it's going to be really desserty and blah blah blah, and then you just kind of get a little pop, like that Espinosa pop, just to let you know. But it's not, I wouldn't say it's any more than medium, so it's it's very dessert like with a little bit of spice just to keep you honest. And then I found the second, third pretty mild comparatively. Very, mild cedar, mild chocolate, a lot of sweetness. So very pleasant profile in the second, third. And then a little bit of chocolate in the last third, but it was kind of cedar, tannic cedar forward. So last third kind of a little weak for me. Burn was good. I had a touch up in the second third. I usually let touch ups go as far as I can because I don't want to be that guy, but it definitely required a touch up. Draw was perfect, right in the ideal zone. So overall, good experience, good smoking time, an hour and 50 minutes. Yeah, Aaron, what about you? Walk us through.
Yeah, the first third had a nice start, but the relays just really took their toll on, I think, as the flavor profile degraded from there on out. I was really looking forward to this cigar. I'm a huge fan of the original release. It's just, I don't know, man. It was just such a bummer. I'll revisit in hopes for a better burn, see what the overall flavor profile is like. And I was interested in how it was going to go for you guys in regards to how the construction, things like that. But if the first third is any indication of what the cigar can be, and Seth and John have mentioned they liked it a lot, so if I could just get that profile of the rest of the cigar, it'd be a very different cigar to be talking about. And but it's something to keep an eye on when they actually come out with a full release for it. I'll be interested in kind of revisiting it and see how that goes. but we'll have to see how it goes at that point. But yeah, I mean, I can't tell you how big of a fan I was of the original release of the cigar. It was just spectacular. All right, we're getting the scores. Start at the top with Seth, 8.03. John was 6.72. June gave it a 6.15. I gave it a 5.65. So Seth had the 8.03 matchup for you.
It's the Saving Private Ryan of 601 cigars, man. Just epic. Loved it. No, I mean, listen, I don't know what I was smoking. I thought it was really good. So I'll want to smoke it again. I hope it keeps smoking at that level. You guys didn't have that. I mean, John's not even that close to me, and he's the closest to me, which is scary. I'm in coop territory.
All right, John, 6.72.
Yeah, it matches up well. I didn't say it in my initial summary, but I'm like just a huge fan of the entire 601 series. The original, that was like my go-to smoke. So even though 6.72 is a good score, I was kind of hoping it was going to break into the sevens. That being said, for 6.72, I would absolutely smoke this again. Good smoking time, good flavor experience. So yeah, works for me.
All right, June, 6.15.
I scored a 6.15?
Yeah.
Oh, that's high.
So would you say it doesn't match up well?
Which comes to my next statement. It matches up very well for me. I want to smoke more of these. I don't think it was entirely intended to be the experience that I got. So, so I want to give it a shot, another shot rather.
Yeah, my 5.65 matches up well, and it was above average flavor profile, but the construction just let the cigar down. And I think the burn issues just, for lack of a better word, torched the flavor notes. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to the actual full release of this. I just want more of what I had back in the day, I guess. So if we can get that, I'll be happy. Final thoughts on the cigar from you guys?
Is this, because I've been keeping up on current events, is this supposed to come out in any other sizes?
Possibly. I don't know.
But
they're just doing this as like a little event thing right now.
They were, but it's supposed to be an actual release in boxes and everything. So,
I'd be really interested to see how this performs in other sizes.
Yeah, sure. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.